The theme of our service today is new life, and I've called this bit Seeing New Life. I'm not as brave as Paul, because in a few minutes he's going to be holding the babies and tipping water over their heads. I decided to get a fake one, because it's safer. There's my pretend baby. New life is incredible, isn't it? When a baby is born into the world, it just stuns you, doesn't it, how amazing they are and how the whole process happens. Science can explain it, and it does explain it, but doesn't it make you think, is it just science? Is there not something more that's at work here? When you look at a new child and how perfect they are and that character that they already have when they're born, even though they're only tiny, the whole person that they're going to be is all in there. And you can see their character from the very first moments that they're born, can't you? Some are placid and smiley from the start. Some seem to be born grumpy. All different characters. They're all there in the beginning, aren't they? It's just incredible. And doesn't it make you think that maybe somebody must have planned this? Maybe there's somebody out there in control. When you look at a new baby, doesn't it make you think, surely there must be a God? I think when a baby is born, it is probably the moment in our lives that we most closely see God at work. Afterwards, we probably put it all down to, you know, hormones and being overtired that made us go lightheaded for a moment. But I think perhaps when we think in our quieter moments, maybe God is at work in those moments. Maybe children, you should, when you go home today, ask your family, have you got any pictures of me when I was first born? Can you tell me what you felt like when you first saw my face? They might not tell you totally good things, but most of what they tell you will be amazing. And it will really make you think, wow, what an amazing thing it must have been when I was born. So children, ask your families when you get home. I'm sure they'll have pictures. New life is an incredible and amazing thing. We're going to hear now what Jesus had to say about it in the Bible, as Roy and Jill come up to do our reading.
Named Nicodemus, who belonged to the party of the Pharisees. One night, he went to Jesus.
Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher sent by God. No one could perform the miracles you're doing unless God were with him.
I am telling you the truth. No one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again.
How can a grown man be born again? He certainly cannot enter his mother's womb and be born a second time.
I am telling you the truth. No one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. A person is born physically of human parents, but he is born spiritually of the Spirit. Do not be surprised, because I tell you that you must all be born again. The wind blows wherever it wishes. You must hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it is going. It is like that with everyone who is born of the Spirit.
How can this be?
For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. This is the word of the Lord.
Confused? Nicodemus certainly was. He was a Jewish leader, and he had heard about what Jesus was doing and had seen this amazing new life that Jesus was bringing people through healing, through miracles. And he wanted to follow. But on the other hand, his old life, well, it was really comfortable. It was safe. Did he really want to give all that up and try something new and a little bit dangerous? Something he wasn't sure about? So Nicodemus crept along to go and see Jesus after dark, to check him out when nobody else was watching. And basically what he asked him was, are you for real? Are you really the Son of God? Because I'm not going to follow you unless I'm sure. And Jesus, being Jesus, doesn't always answer with a direct statement. He often says something that really makes you think. And he said to him, If you want to follow me, you have to be born again. Well, Nicodemus thinks, born again? We can't go back in, come out a second time. Phew, we can't do that. What does he mean? And Jesus explains. He says it's about spiritual birth, being born again in a spiritual sense. And he has two things he uses, two pictures that help describe it. Water and the Spirit. He says you must be born of water and the Spirit if you want to experience new life. Now, water, not by chance. We have some water today. There'll be water in the service later, yes? A nice jug over there, and water is going to be poured on the baby's and Megan's head. And that water is a symbol to describe washing things clean and killing things off and starting again. Many people choose to be baptized in a river or in a lake or even in the sea or in a pool in a church. And they go right under the water and then they come up again. And it's as if their old life is dying and being washed away. And when they come out of the water, they're being washed clean and they can start afresh. That's new life. So it's a very powerful symbol. And we just use a little bit of it now to show you that. And the other thing is the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Now, it's difficult to have a picture of the Holy Spirit. He is God's power within us. But we know what he does, so that's how we know he's there. Like the wind, you don't see the wind, but you can see the effects that it has. And the Holy Spirit in our lives brings new life to us and makes a difference. Maybe you live with someone who's a Christian. Maybe over the years they've become more patient. Maybe they've become more loving. Maybe they've become braver, more self-controlled. I don't know. Have they? If not, well, keep praying for them. It will happen. But the Holy Spirit does things. It gives us signs and symbols that we can see in people's lives that make a difference. And there are many people here that if you talk to them, how much difference has it made to you to have new life, they will tell you things that have radically changed in their lives for the better. So new life comes from letting go of our old life and inviting the Holy Spirit in. We're going to sing some songs now that help us to think about what that new life might be like with Jesus. So please stand and join with us. Seeing new life. We've been wondering about new life with Nicodemus. Now we're thinking about choosing new life. In a few moments, the families are going to bring the children for baptism. And that's all about choosing. Now the children, apart from Megan, who's chosen to be baptized, the others are too small to choose for themselves. But the parents are choosing for them with the prayer that one day they'll be able to make that choice for themselves. But you can make that choice at any age. New life is on offer to everyone. Doesn't matter how young or how old you are. Some people make that choice when they're 10. Some people when they're 20. Some people when they're 45, 78, 81. It doesn't matter how long you wait before you take new life, but it is always there waiting. God is always there with his arms open. It's something you wouldn't want to rush into. You'd want to give it some thought. You'd want to find out, well, what does new life entail? What difference will it make to my life? Will I become different in a way that I don't want to be different? So it's something that you need to find out about. And we can help you with that if you want to find out more. And God certainly won't force you. He doesn't want anybody who feels obliged to take the offer of new life. It's not a present if you take it under sufferance, is it? It's only a present if you take it willingly because you want it. And how do people accept new life? For many people, it just simply involves them saying a prayer to God, which is just talking to him and saying, I turn away from my old life, like the water washing it away, and I turn towards you in my new life, and I invite the Holy Spirit to come in. That simple prayer can make the world of difference. So if you are interested in that, talk to somebody after the service and we can tell you more. New life is incredible and it's there for us to choose it and grasp it if we want it. Now, the smallest children in our church family know all about new life and they have somebody special that likes to teach them about it. So if any of the small children would like to come up, and come and sit down here. I've got something to show you. Here from someone else who has experienced new life in the last year and who's going to tell us a little bit about it because she sadly has to go back to Denmark soon. So, Astrid. Astrid's been with us since September. studying in the UK. And I see she was pleased to wave flags this morning. It's obviously one of your ambitions of things to do before I leave England was to wave flags in the church service. Yeah, you've done that one now. Good. So if you take that. I just wanted to ask Astrid, what difference has it made to you to choose New Life?
Well, it's I know this is going to sound a lot like a cliche, but it's a lot like when you do that trust test with someone and you have to fall back and the person has to catch you. I was really nervous about when I came in here the first time, and but I finally let go and I was caught, and it's such a relief. It's a relief. It's I don't worry anymore, and it's wonderful. It's great.
So if you would say, you know, what difference has it made to my everyday life? Is there one thing I can put my finger on? You say that you don't worry anymore. Is that actually true?
Yes.
Do you find you don't worry?
I don't worry about things I used to worry about before, like who loves me, who can I trust, where can I go? And this church has, through this church, God has answered all these questions. And I just, it's just amazing. I'm just so happy. And it's the biggest difference God has made in my life is definitely to make me see things. So I see people shining. Everyone is shining, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful world.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, we've had a fantastic time with Astrid this year. Don't go away. because she's been part of our Faith youth group, and Faith wanted to say goodbye to her properly. So, really, and that is for those people who chose New Life a long time ago and who feel, well, you know, that's all very well, it happened to me a long time ago, I turned to God, but yeah, I don't feel much New Life at the moment, don't feel much new growth, don't feel young and vigorous like a young plant reaching up for the sky. I just wanted to remind you that New Life is not a one-off thing, it's a process that happens throughout our lives. If you feel, well, I'm about as patient as I'm ever going to get, really. This is me now. My character is set in stone. I'm as loving or as self-controlled or as brave as I'm ever going to be. That's not true, because God can work in our lives the whole way through our lives. So remember, never stop growing. Come to church hungry. Come to read God's word hungry and ready to grow, because there's something new every day for him to teach us, no matter how old or how long ago it was that we first accepted New Life. We're going to stand now and sing.